Chapter 16. Commander Coco. When we reach the carriage, Frederick opens the door.
"Get in," he orders.
I hop in, and he climbs in after me. He wrinkles up his face.
"You smell like a well."
"So do you," I remind him. He sneers at me.
"Step on it, Heinrich,"
he orders. The driver turns around. Except it isn't Heinrich. It's Coco. She's wearing Heinrich's blue hat.
"Going somewhere?"
she asks. Frederick jumps and clutches his chest.
"What are you doing here? Where's Heinrich?"
"He's otherwise occupied," Coco replies sharply. "And you are under arrest."
"Go, Coco!"
"Ha!" Frederick jeers.
"You're putting me under arrest. You and what army?"
Coco smiles with her mouth closed. "Me and my army. The Royal Army, which includes some furry friends."
"Huh? Furry friends?"
Frederick looks nervous.
"I don't think so,"
he says, and opens his door to escape. But when he does, Morton and two monkeys pounce on him. I laugh. The monkeys! They are loyal, just like Jonah said. And now they're part of Coco's army. I spot Jonah and Prince sitting high on top of a horse. I give my brother a thumbs up. Reginald is standing beside them, slicking back his hair.
"I showed up at the palace just as you pulled away," Reginald tells me. "Your little dog was barking like crazy. I followed him to Coco's room and found all the tiaras along the way."
"I was standing there in shock," Coco says. "Reginald yelled at me that we had to help you, and of course he was right." "I unlocked the closet and freed your brother and grabbed my bow and arrows and jumped on my horse." She turns to her friend. "Thank you for helping me do the right thing."
"Ruff, ruff,"
Prince barks. Jonah gives me a cheerful wave. I'm so relieved they're safe.
"Throw Frederick in the dungeon,"
Coco orders.
"And his henchmen, too."
The soldiers grab Frederick and handcuff him. I see that Heinrich is already handcuffed and sitting sullenly on the side of the road. Hurrah! I'm free! I jump out of the carriage just as Jonah jumps off the horse. We give each other a big hug.
"You're okay," Jonah says. "I was so worried."
"I'm fine," I say. "Are you okay?" Jonah nods.
"Hey, were you in the well again?"
he asks, sniffing the air.
"Don't ask," I sigh.
"Coco rounded up the soldiers and led them all down to the road to find you," Jonah explains. "It was a good thing you stalled Frederick and got out of the carriage, or we never would have reached you in time."
"Did you see? I got the monkeys to come too. Wasn't that smart of me?"
I nod. "I can't believe Coco helped me," I say. "I didn't think she would." Coco steps out of the driver's seat in the carriage.
"I couldn't bear to let Jonah lose you. I know how hard it is to lose someone you love."
"Told you she was nice," Reginald says, giving Coco a hip bump.
"Huh.
Maybe sometimes mean people can be nice deep down." I look at Frederick, who is now tied around one of the massive trees. "And sometimes people you think are nice are actually mean deep down. I guess you never know until you dig deep down."
I turn to Coco.
"Thank you for helping us," I say. "I know you didn't have to."
"Someone has to protect my kingdom," she responds.
"My father can't do it anymore. He's too old and sick. My eldest sister is going to be queen, so I guess it's up to me. I'm an excellent rider. I think fast. I have great aim. Once I master my left-hand skills, I'll be unstoppable."
"Did you hear that, everyone?" Coco announces. "I'm becoming Commander-in-Chief."
The soldiers and the monkeys all salute her. Reginald high-fives her.
"Awesome," he says.
"Ruff!" Prince barks. Coco laughs and then actually bends down and gives Prince a scratch behind his ears. So what happens now? Jonah asks me. We go home, I say. Coco looks at Jonah and me. She looks a little sad.
You sure you don't want to stay longer? I'll let you play with the golden ball.
She blushes. Prince barks and wags his tail.
Sure, now you'll let us, I say.
I do want to play with that ball, Jonah adds. It looks really bouncy.
It is, she says. I can also show you how to shoot an arrow.
Jonah's face lights up. I've always wanted to shoot an arrow.
We have to get home, Jonah, I point out.
My watch says it's 6:30, which means we only have an hour and a half. My heart starts to race. We never know what the portal to take us home is until we knock on it and it starts to swirl. We have to find something magical, or someone magical. I turn to Coco. Are you sure there aren't any fairies in your kingdom?
She shakes her head. Not that I know of.
Something has to be magical around here, I say, trying to think. The well, Jonah says.
I sigh. I guess I will have to go back inside the well after all. Third time's a charm. It's still smelly in the well. Not the prince seems to mind. He's barking and splashing all over the place.
Goodbye! Princess Coco calls to me and Jonah, leaning over the rim of the well with Reginald. Take care!
You too, I call out.
I hope your elbow feels better, Jonah says.
Huh? What is he talking about? What happened to her elbow?
Coco frowns.
How did you know I banged my elbow?
It was in your diary, Jonah calls back.
Oh no. Jonah did not just say that. Please tell me he didn't just say that. He just said that.
You read my diary?
She bellows. Her face is turning red.
I bang my elbow into Jonah's side. Jonah!
What?
He says to me. We're never going to see her again.
How dare you read my diary? She yells. I should throw you in prison.
We're sorry, I yell up. But you did leave it open on your desk, I add. We didn't know it was your diary when we read it, and Jonah thinks you have very nice handwriting.
We better get out of here fast, Jonah says. Ready?
Ready, I say. He knocks once on the wall of the well. Twice. Three times. We wait.
Nothing happens.
Ugh.
Maybe it's at the bottom of the well, I say.
Huh?
Jonah asks.
The bottom of the...
Never mind. I'll do it. I bend down and reach my hand all the way to the slimy bottom. Gross. I knock. Once, twice, three times. Nothing. Now what? I ask. This time, Coco doesn't leave us in the well. Jonah climbs out on his own, but then both of them pull me up with the branch.
I should have left you two after what you did, Coco says when we're on dry land.
But I know my mom would want me to be nicer, so how can I help?
I'm starving, Jonah says. He rubs his stomach.
Ruff! Prince is hungry too.
Come back to the palace, she says. It's breakfast time. We're having omelets and hash browns.
With ketchup?
Jonah asks.
Of course, she says.
We don't have time, I tell her, even though I'm so hungry I could eat three omelets. It's 6:40 at home. We have to figure out what to knock on, fast.
I bet it's something at the castle. Let's go, everyone, Princess Coco commands.
With Coco in the lead, we all speed back to the palace. Can we look in your room? I ask her as I jump off Jonah's horse.
All right, she says. But the minute we get there, she makes a big show of taking all her diaries and puts them in a wooden chest.
She looks around her room.
I should probably put a lot of this stuff away, huh?
The toys do seem a little young for you, I say.
Yeah. It's just, well, My mom bought this stuff for me, and I don't want to give anything away that came from her. I don't want to forget her.
I knew it. You'll never forget her, I say, feeling sad for Coco, but also understanding her better. She's a part of you.
Coco nods. She is. She even gave me my nickname. And you're right. It might be time to redecorate. Maybe Reginald's brother and sister want some of this stuff. I'm sure they do, I say. That's really nice of you. She grins. I can be nice. Sometimes.
Well, can you be nice now and help us look around? I ask. We need to find something, anything, that might be magical.
Jonah, Coco, and I each take a different section of the room. Even Prince sniffs around. I try the mirror again, just in case. But nope, it still doesn't work. I see stuffed dragons, a desk and chair, a bureau, a wardrobe, a pink carpet, the chest containing her diaries.
Are you sure there was nothing magical in the story of the Frog Prince?
Jonah asks me. He picks up the golden ball and knocks on it. Nothing happens.
Focus, Jonah, focus!
I shake my head. Wait, there is one other thing.
What?
He asks, catching the ball and holding on to it.
Well, the wall,
I remind him. The princess throws the frog against the wall and...
Wait, why didn't I think of it before? Of course!
The mural, I cry. Frederick thought I was his lucky charm because he changed back into a prince after I threw him against the wall. But it wasn't me.
It was the mural. The mural, Coco says, her eyes glistening.
My mother and I painted it together. I think this is one thing in my room I will keep the same.
Aw, I feel a little choked up.
We all approach the mural. Your mural is definitely magic, I tell Coco with a smile. You don't mind if we knock on it, do you?
You threw a frog against it and the mural is fine, Coco says. I think it can handle a knock.
Well, three knocks. Ready, Jonah? I ask him.
Ready,
Jonah says, scooping up Prince. Except he still has the golden ball in his hand.
Give Coco back the ball, I tell him. You can't take fairy tale stuff with you.
Coco looks at the ball, then back at us.
He can keep it, she says.
Jonah's face lights up.
Thank you, he says.
Jonah,
she said I could.
Sigh. Coco holds up her hand. On one condition, she adds. As long as you promise never to read anyone's diary again.
Promise,
he says, flushing. Abby, you have to promise too, Coco says.
Okay, I promise.
I spot my flip-flops and put them back on.
I guess this is goodbye then, she says, and gives each of us a hug.
I hug her back. Bye, Coco. Thank you for helping us.
You'll be a super cool commander-in-chief,
Jonah tells her, smiling at his new ball.
Time to go, I say.
Ruff!
I knock once on the mural. Twice. Three times. The braided rainbow on the wall starts to swirl.
It's working, Jonah calls.
Goodbye, Coco, I say.
Ruff!
We step through.